sad on the version of Reno Center, May 9th, 2021.
Let's begin our study circle. In honor of Mother's Day, we're going to do the study circle from the Sai Center about Mother Ishwaramba. The first question is, either from the materials that were sent to you or from other experiences, what about Mother Ishwaramba inspires or really resonates with you?
A few people share what parts of Ishwaramba's life inspires them, and then Sat talks about her grandeur.
For me, I really never had the opportunity to see her close by or have much to know about her. But ever since I came to know Baba, I had incredible respect for her. In fact, I got one of her picture and framed it. And for me, she was just as grand as Baba in a female form. I don't know how this feeling was with me, but I highly respect her for whatever reason, way smaller than what she presented in that lifetime. But she felt so right to my heart. She was a symbol that you could give gratitude without knowing the person at all. So for me, it was a done deal. When I looked at her in the picture, I knew there was something very, very special and motherly about her. Before we go, after you read, the very important point is that Baba being an avatar and being a Bhagavan, look how amazingly he praises his mother as a son of a mother. And this really puts motherhood in perspective, how much gratitude and appreciation that role needs to have. I mean, a godly human being in the body, not human being, in the body, talking like this about the mother, how much more can we praise our mother and not be enough? No, I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that have love in their heart. What an honor to be a mother. And I want to say happy Mother's Day special to Bhagavati. I love her very, very much. Namaste to all.